Hey everyone, welcome to the God is Simple podcast series with Ebenezer Agboola, the leading teacher of the Ministry of Light International, also known as MOLLY, a ministry dedicated to bringing the light of understanding into the darkness of deception by teaching the Word of God. We'll be diving into episodes anchored on the book, The Simplicity of Spirituality, authored by Ebenezer himself. God is not some tedious, complicated being to interact with. Even though he's a spirit, he's actually quite simple. Join me in this episode as we dive into the simplicity of spirituality.
Hi guys, welcome once again to God is Simple with Ebenezer Agboola. Last time we did our introductory episode. In this episode, we're going to be looking at chapter one of the book. We'll be taking it one after the other. My goal is I will just be picking things from the book and then we'll drill down. You still have to read the book to get a holistic understanding. Now today, chapter one is all about the realms. We're talking about the realms. Realms. Now, let's get into it. There are two realms known to us. One is the physical and the other is the spiritual. I say these two are known to us because we are limited. And for all we know right now, for all we've been exposed to right now, is the physical and the spiritual. Now, the focus of our study is really the spiritual. Remember, the title of the book is The Simplicity of Spirituality. That's what this book is based on. And we're talking about the simple aspect, the simple principle, the simple steps to take into spiritual matters. Remember, God is simple. That's the old concept. It is my life mission given to me by God to break down complicated things into something simple. Now, if you want to understand the spiritual realm without really talking about the physical, you will be confused. Because these two, they are connected. Even though they have two, they are mutually exclusive. What does that mean? They are different, but they are also connected. When you are in the physical, it's hard to understand the spiritual. But when you let God, who is a spirit, John chapter 4 verse 24, open your eyes, then he can bring you understanding. This is why we are relying on the Word of God to help us understand. Now let's go even further. Like I said earlier, John chapter 4 verse 24 says God is a spirit. He did identify that. Now, according to Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the Bible says, let us make man in our own image so that they can be like us. In Psalm 82 verse 6, the Bible says men are gods. So which means we are gods, but not the Most High God. So we were created in the image of God, but we are also, there is an aspect of God that makes us inferior to God. So that aspect is what the Bible says God formed from the dust of the earth. And according to John chapter 3 verse 6, we know that that which is born of the flesh is flesh. So man is a dual person, is a dual being. We have the physical and then we have the spiritual. What God made out of the dust of the earth makes us a physical being. And then our spirit that God created in his own likeness, that's what makes us like God. Okay? So, Adam in the beginning contained both the male and the female. Remember Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, before God separated him out. God made Adam as a male and also a female. So that's the premise for the realm that is known to us, which is the physical, because we have that our bodies made from the dust of the earth, and then the spiritual, which is where the spirit of a man was created from. The Bible said God told Jeremiah, before I form you in the womb. In other words, before I form your physicality, I already know you. What did God know? Jeremiah's spirituality. That's why we believe, that's why it is known that the spiritual is superior to the physical.
Now, let's even take it just one more step, even further, just one more step further, and you'll see that there is another part of man called the soul. The soul of man plays a vital role. It plays a key point from the spirit of a man to the body of a man. Now, let's understand what does the soul entails. We'll get into the detail of that later on, but I'm just setting the foundation. The soul of man is the connector between the spirit of a man and the body of man. Remember, the body is made of the dust of the earth, and the spirit of the man was created out of God. And God breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living being. Adam was already formed from the flesh, from the dust of the earth, but his spirit had to be deposited through the breath of God. Now, the soul of man is critical. When they say people are brain dead or they are in a coma, what does that mean? It means the body is lying there. The spirit is in the body. That's why that person is not pronounced dead yet. Remember John 6:63, the spirit gives life. But there is a disconnect between the body and the spirit. That's why they are not functioning the way they should function. This is the vital role of the soul. That's why Romans chapter 12 verse 1 and 2 says we should renew our mind, and our mind is enveloped in the soul. And Jesus said in Mark chapter 8 verse 36 to 37, he said, what does it profit a man that gain the whole world and loses his soul? So we've talked about two realms that are known to us, the physical, because our body is made from the dust of the earth, and then the spiritual, corresponding with our spirit made from the breath of God. Then we talk about the soul, which is in between those two, which connects them. So these are the three critical aspects of man, just like God. God made man in his image, in their likeness. The image of God is a spirit. The likeness of God is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So man was made in the likeness of God. So we have man the spirit, man the body, and then man the soul. That's the way it is, the image and the likeness. Now let's now move it further in the few minutes that we have. Let's talk about some definitions and just try to give definitions to these things. Now, everything God does, he has an intention to it. There is something the Holy Spirit said to me, you know, with God, there are no accidents. Everything is well thought out, orchestrated incidents. He knows what he's doing, and he knows what he's hoping, what he's aiming to achieve, rather. God beautified the garden. God created the garden because he knew that he would make man. Everything man needed, God put it in the garden. Before the garden was made, God was already hovering. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. The Father was there, and the Spirit of God was hovering. And then when God said, let there be light, that was the Son. Jesus was there. So, like I said, we need to understand that God is a spirit. God is a spirit. He created, and the Spirit of God, God himself being a spirit, created a physical realm. And is manifesting in it, in most of the time, true men. So the natural habitat of God is really the spiritual realm. So based on that, you know that the spiritual realm is superior to the physical. Now, let's get into defining the physical realm. Now, actually, before we get into that, there is a concept I want us to look at. There is a question here I want to address, and I address it in the book. You know, many believers will ask questions such as, you know, if God made all things, who created God? Now, that's a fantastic question. But you have to understand that as Christians, as humans, rather, like I explained earlier, our body was created from the dust of the earth. We are transient being. Psalm 103 verse 15 to 16 made us understand that we are here today and we're gone tomorrow. Because of the transient nature of our being, it means there are some knowledge that must not be released to our physical body. There are some knowledge we must not have in the physical. Paul the Apostle said he was taken to the third heavens. He was taken to the third heavens, and what he heard, he cannot utter it on the earth. The reason is because those information are too critical for our transient nature to handle. Okay? Now, in comparison, you now understand the spiritual realm has no limitation, which I think is one of the reasons why when you ask God certain questions and God look at what you are asking, and then he sees that what you are asking is beyond what your physicality can bear. So what does it do? It puts you in a place of vision, of trance. It transports you out of the physical realm, take you into the spiritual realm to give you understanding. We see this a lot in the scripture. Now, think about this. In Exodus chapter 33, Moses saw the back of God, the glory of God, the back. And yet, in Exodus 34, even though God hid Moses, Moses did not see the full extent of God. The Bible says his physical body was shining, and the children of Israel cannot withstand it. What are we saying? That question cannot be definitively answered. In other words, there are things that are basically classified for the afterlife. This is why you and I must make it to heaven, because those questions are critical. I want to know that too. Who made God? How did he come to be? I want to know that. But that information is too much for us in the physical. That's something we really cannot understand in the physical, because the spiritual realm is unlimited, but the physical is limited. Now, so our life composed of both physical and spiritual. That's where we're going. That's where we're going. And we're going to be talking about the definition. I don't think we'll get into the physical definition here. Okay? And just to now round this episode up, let's look at another critical example. In Genesis chapter 5, verse 23 to 24, Enoch lived 365 years. And the Bible said Enoch was no more. One day God took him. What does that mean? It means that Enoch moved so close with God, who is a spirit. So which means Enoch was going into the spiritual realm so often, and was getting exposed to things so often that his physicality could not undo it anymore. So the physicality had to give way. This is why perhaps some children of God might die early. Right? So Enoch maxed out his depth, the depth of spiritual knowledge. He can know why in the physical, that his physical had to give way. You will understand this as we go on. Just bear with me. But this is an introductory into the definition. In the next episode, we'll be talking about the physical realm. Like I said, to recap quickly, in this episode, we said man is a dual nature being. He was created in the image of God, which means man is a spirit, because God is a spirit. But he was also created in the likeness of God, which means like God, who is three in one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Man is also in that likeness. Man the body, man the spirit, and man the soul. Now, the soul of the man is what connects the physical man to the spiritual man. The soul of the man is why the man can interpret what the spirit is saying in the body, and vice versa. When Adam saw those animals, his body took that information into the soul, and then his spirit gave him understanding. There is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. So we'll be talking about the physical, where the body of man exists, and then we'll talk about the spiritual, where the body of man exists, and then we'll talk about the triune nature. So, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Until next time, God bless you. I'm sure you've been blessed by this episode. It will be my privilege to have the opportunity to lead you to the author and finisher of the simplicity of spirituality, Jesus Christ. Please say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die on the cross for my sin. I know I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I confess my sin and ask you for forgiveness. I believe that Jesus died for my sin and you raised him to claim my victory. I confess and accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior and invite him into my heart. With your help, I will trust and obey you forever. So help me God, in Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, you're born again. Please reach out to us through the information from this podcast and we'll be sure to send you material to help you grow. Jesus bless you. See you next time.